Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, we are visiting with Laverne Deist, and he's from Audubon area, and he is with Lions Club and heading up the Farm Toy Show along with Daryl Whitehead. So good morning to you, Laverne.
Good morning, Laverne.
It is time for the Farm Toy Show, and so let's talk about when that's happening, where it's going to be, hours, and all that stuff we really need to know.
Okay, well, it's going to be our 23rd annual Farm Toy Show. It will be in Audubon at the Agri Hall. That is located at the Audubon County Fairgrounds. The doors open to the public at 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. And there will be lunch available and door prizes be given out. And we also have roughly 72 to 75 tables for vendors or of toys, different toys.
Does that pretty much fill it up?
Yes, that's full.
We even
have a waiting list of people wanting to come, or they want more tables, and so we just, unless there's a cancellation, we don't have anything.
Well, that's good news, Laverne, because this is a really important fundraiser for the Lions, and of course, it's this Saturday, the 23rd. We're hoping the weather cooperates, and, you know, a little sunshine in there before Saturday to get some snow melted. We'll see how all that goes. We never know how the predictions are going to come out. But anyhow, we'll hope that the weather cooperates, because this is a really important event. And like you said, the 23rd?
Yes.
Wow. How now, Laverne, have you been in on it since the beginning?
No, I was not. Close, but not at the beginning. Rich McVenue and Brian Bett started it in our group, and then Howard Jensen used to be an implement dealer here. He took on after that, and then Daryl Whitehead and I took over after Howard passed away.
Okay. Well, it is a good event, or first of all, you wouldn't be keep doing it, and secondly, you wouldn't have those people on the waiting list who want to come and be vendors, because they know that there's going to be a good crowd come in the door.
That's correct, yes. We have a very good turnout always. We usually have between 500 and 650 people come through the door.
Now, Farm Toy Show. I'm sure if people haven't been to one, they have this picture in their mind of what they're going to see. But tell us a little bit about some of the vendors, some of the things that people will see.
Oh, there will be all kinds of toys there, different brands. There will be agricultural, like International and John Deere clocks that hang on the wall. There will be even some that's got race cars, the small tractors, the little bitty ones. And there's a lot of other stuff there, too. They got blankets, throws, that's got your like International emblem on them or John Deere emblems on them. Just a lot of different stuff.
So you can furnish your house with those accessories in addition to having the little toys. Now, at one time, there was somebody even had, as a part of their display, not their total display, had some dolls.
Yes. I don't think they're there anymore.
Okay. Well, there is a variety. You know, if I was always fascinated, because I'm not a farm toy collector, but I was always fascinated to see the different sizes. And you know what really fascinated me were all the little accessories, the fences and the little bales of hay and all that kind of thing. If you wanted to build a little farm, all those accessories were there.
That's exactly right. There's all kinds of stuff, and there's even one guy has a collection of those little semis.
Oh.
Semi trucks with all different advertising on them. And
well, that's part of the farm scene now.
Exactly.
Ah, so anything to do with farm toys. So it's great for kids, of course. I'm sure they love it. But there's a lot of serious collecting going on with the adults.
I was going to say, there's a lot of older kids there, too.
You can't take the kid out of us, or it's a good thing not to take the kid out of us as we grow older.
That's right.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that many of those vendors probably come back year after year, so they really become friends with folks that come.
Yes, that's a nice part about it. You just get to know them one-on-one, and they come from all over the state, too, and some out of Nebraska and northern Iowa and Dakota, and it's just miraculous how far they will travel to come to this show. And they do enjoy coming back year after year, because a lot of them will just tell us when the show's over this Saturday, they'll say, well, put us on your list for next year.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So that says to me, too, you're doing a good job in a lot of ways, or they wouldn't be coming back. And a lot of those folks travel from show to show to show, so they can make comparisons about the places they don't want to come back to.
That's right.
So that's that speaks well, I think, of the organization, Laverne, as and the facilities that you have there at the fairgrounds. Well, let's talk just a little bit about Lions. We'll come back and remind people about time, place, and date in case you missed that. But Lions, in general, across the world, are very active, doing a lot of good work. And so I thought, well, we could talk a little bit about some of the other things that you have coming up.
Okay. Well, here in Audubon County, we're got an event coming up on the 17th. I believe it's on a Sunday, 17th of March. That will be helping with a group of high school kids from the FFA here that have signed up to go to Haiti to build those house shelters for the people over there. And our principal is going along and his wife, and that will be we're going to help do a pancake fundraiser to raise the funds to send these kids to Haiti, and that will be one of our fundraisers coming up.
Because you pick out projects that you think are worthy of your work and effort.
Yes, that'll be one of them. And then we also have the annual Lions Club pancake feed at the Friendship Home. We do that twice a year.
And people love you coming because it's something different. Something kind of breaks the...
Them people in that facility, you just can't wait.
Yeah. And so that, you know, that's sort of your reward as a Lion, isn't it?
Yes.
To know that you're making people really happy there as well as some of these other things. You're raising funds for good purposes. Any other pancake things coming up right away? I mean, you mentioned a couple here.
We're going to do a feed pancakes for the Good Neighbor Center. And I'm not too sure. I don't think we're even going to do pancakes there. I think we're going to do French toast.
Oh, interesting.
So that's another new adventure we tried last year.
Yeah.
And that's their annual fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
So we get involved with quite a bit of stuff. We also, in conjunction with this Haiti fundraiser, we'll also have a donkey ball at the high school gym.
Okay. So sounds like fun.
That'll be another sponsor, kind of through the FFA, and then we're just going to do the pancake feed, though.
Okay. Well, Laverne, I want you to talk a little bit about, you know, when you're talking about pancakes, obviously you have to have something to fry those pancakes on. You've gone through a number of grills, and I think you kind of have what you want. Now, talk a little bit about those grills that you move around.
Well, we got one that's on wheels. We haul it on a trailer. It's about 6 feet long and 2 feet wide. And run by propane, of course, and we just take it from event to event, and a group of us sign up to either fry the pancakes or do the mixing, and it just works out real good for us.
Yeah, and you got to be real pros there. If you want good pancakes, you just contact the Lions and ask for their help for whatever project you have. And like I say, you do lots of good projects. I'm assuming that some of the Lions are still doing the eye testing for little kids?
Yes, we are. A matter of fact, we just joined together with Lanik and Harlan, Audubon, Guthrie, and we bought a camera for this district of our own that we can go around and do more of these tests, and it's a new up-to-date standard type of camera.
Excellent. Yeah, you have been a real plus for many families, I know, in terms of getting those tests done and getting the results back and so on. And I'm guessing, have you ever helped with that, Laverne?
No, I've never helped with that one there. We just got a certain group that all do their thing, you know, and I'm kind of in the toy show and the other pancake brand
right.
And stuff. And there's another group that does the eye testing and... But I've never gotten involved.
Okay.
In that
well, I'm sure they have some challenges once in a while because they do really little kids and they have to sit still for at least an instant there.
Right.
So I'm sure they have their challenges. But the Audubon Lions and other Lions are up to doing that. Okay, Laverne, let's quickly remind folks if they want to come to the Farm Toy Show where they need to be and when they need to be there.
Okay. It's the 23rd Annual Farm Toy Show again. It'll be this Saturday, February 23rd. Doors open at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's at the Agra Hall, located at the Audubon County Fairgrounds in Audubon, Iowa.
Okay, come and see all the good stuff there. Get some good stuff to eat, say hello to the Lions and lots of other people.
You betcha. We look forward to seeing everybody.
Okay, thanks a lot, Laverne Dice, for visiting with us.
You bet, and thank you, LaVon.
Happiness is not something you postpone for the future. It is something you design for the present.